It's another marathon day on Capitol Hill.
Good afternoon. This is the fourth in a series of public hearings the committee will be holding as part of the House of Representatives impeachment inquiry.
Impeachment hearings are still ongoing. For the first time, we heard public testimony from witnesses with firsthand knowledge of events at the heart of the inquiry, including the July 25th phone call between President Trump and Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, the call in which Trump asked Zelensky for a, quote, favor. Also today, the first public testimony from witnesses requested by Republicans, including former special envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, one of the, quote, three amigos handling Ukraine policy for Trump. In testimony, Volker suggested that he did not understand President Trump and others' motives in asking Zelensky to investigate the Ukrainian energy company Burisma.
In hindsight, I now understand that others saw the idea of investigating possible corruption involving the Ukrainian company Burisma as equivalent to investigating former Vice President Biden. I saw them as very different. The former being appropriate and unremarkable, the latter being unacceptable.
We are going to talk more about that in a minute. First, the start of the day. Just after 9 this morning, testimony kicked off from two witnesses President Trump has disparaged. First, Jennifer Williams, a State Department official assigned to Vice President Mike Pence's office.
I found the July 25th phone call unusual.
Also, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. He is the Ukraine expert on the National Security Council.
Vindman sat before the committee in a blue U.S. Army uniform adorned with medals. He explained why he had twice raised concerns with the NSC's top legal advisor.
I want to emphasize to the committee that when I reported my concerns on July 10th relating to Ambassador Sondland and then July 25th relating to the president, I did so out of a sense of duty.
Vindman concluded his opening statement with a message for his father.
Dad, I'm sitting here today in the U.S. Capitol talking to our elected professionals. Talking to our elected professionals is proof that you made the right decision 40 years ago to leave the Soviet Union and come here to the United States of America in search of a better life for our family. Do not worry. I will be fine for telling the truth.
Alexander Vindman testifying earlier today. Well, with me now is NPR Justice Correspondent Ryan Lucas. Hello again, Ryan.
Hello there.
All right, this first pair of witnesses, Jennifer Williams and Alexander Vindman, what exactly were lawmakers hoping to learn from them?
Well, one of the main points of criticism that Republicans have made is that witnesses that the public has heard from so far, that they don't have firsthand knowledge of the president's actions. Williams and Vindman do because in their official capacity, they listened in on the president's July 25th phone call.
They work at the White House.
Exactly. And they, like the witnesses that we heard from last week, have corroborated the sort of broad brushstrokes of this story so far as Democrats are building their case for impeachment. And the case that they're making is that President Trump abused his office trying to pressure a foreign government to investigate his political rivals, in this case, former Vice President Joe Biden and Democrats, and that Trump withheld some $400 million in military aid to Ukraine and dangled a potential White House visit for the Ukrainian president as leverage to try to force Ukraine to conduct these investigations.
Okay, but in terms of what we've learned from these witnesses who had firsthand knowledge of the call, how did they describe the call?
Well, we heard at the top that Williams found it unusual. She said she didn't report it to anybody, though, because her supervisor was on the call. Vindman, though, had serious concerns about the propriety of what Trump was asking for and the possible ramifications for U.S. policy on Ukraine and broader U.S. national security. Here's how he put it.
It is improper for the President of the United States to demand a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen and a political opponent.
Vindman added that if Ukraine carried out these investigations, it would likely lose bipartisan support in Congress. That ultimately plays to Russia's advantage. And remember, there is an ongoing conflict in Ukraine with Russian-backed separatists in the east. And Vindman emphasized how important Ukraine is to U.S. and European security.
The president and his allies have made efforts to undercut the credibility of these witnesses. I'm thinking of the president tweeting over the weekend that Jennifer Williams was a never-Trumper,
right,
as he put it. She got asked about that. I want to play a little bit of this and get your reaction. This is Democrat Jim Himes of Connecticut asking Williams about the never-Trumper comment.
Ms. Williams, are you a never-Trumper?
I'm not sure I know an official definition of a never-Trumper.
Would you describe yourself that way?
I would not, no.
Did that tweet make an impression on you when you read it?
It certainly surprised me. I was not expecting to be called out by name.
It surprised me, too, and it looked an awful lot like witness intimidation.
So what Himes, with that line of questioning, was doing was pushing back against this frequent argument that we've heard from the president and his allies in the House suggestions that these career public servants who are testifying in this impeachment inquiry are part of some sort of anti-Trump movement within the government, a deep state, so
to
speak.
The deep state, yeah.
Right. Himes was also suggesting at that tail end there that Democrats could consider the president's attacks as possible witness intimidation in this impeachment inquiry.
Okay, rolling on to the next two witnesses, the one still testifying. This is former National Security Council official Tim Morrison and former U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker. What have they said so far?
So both of these guys are important witnesses, but Volker is in particular. He was one of what has been described as the three amigos who other witnesses say the president put in charge of U.S. policy towards Ukraine. The others were U.S. Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, and Energy Secretary Rick Perry. These three were in direct contact with the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, who was pushing for investigations into the Bidens and the Ukrainian energy company that we talked about earlier, Burisma, because Biden's son, Hunter, sat on the board of that. Volker says that at the time he didn't put the pieces together, didn't understand what Burisma meant, but he said in today's testimony he does now.
In retrospect, I should have seen that connection differently, and had I done so, I would have raised my own objections.
That's what Volker says today. We will hear from Sondland tomorrow.
A key witness we wait to hear from. That's NPR's Ryan Lucas wrapping the day's events thus far. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you.